Hello, everybody. We are live from the Brazelton Civic Center in Brazelton, Georgia. We are at the 2024 Business Expo, the inaugural Business Expo. And yes, Northeast Georgia Business Radio X is the official podcast studio of this expo. I'm Tom Sheldon here with my good buddy Mike Salmond. Hey, we're getting things kicked off. We've got with us right off the bat the boss lady, Miss Lori Waters.
Good morning, everybody.
Leather and Lace Events. Putting on the show.
No stranger to Business Radio X.
No. Like, old friend.
Friend of the show, friend of the studio.
Community partner, Mike. I didn't know Mike's mic was going to be live, but it is.
You well, gave me a microphone.
I was going to say, you
Lori,
in
please,
his hand.
And
you
Lori, quickly talk me. Over him, please, quick. How's the morning been?
It's been busy, but it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
We've got everyone here today with us, all of our sponsors. Of course, obviously, Northeast Georgia Business Radio X. We've got WCON, My Country 99.3. We've got Dirt Work that's here with us today. Those are our gold and our silver. And then, of course, all of our phenomenal vendors that are out today. Everyone, just come out and enjoy the day with us. Business growth.
10 to 4. Almost all day.
We do have our coffee and cafe open today.
Look who's walking up.
And that's what just popped that.
And now look who's walking away.
From the coffee and culinary side of Leather and Lace.
She was afraid you'd give her a microphone.
I was going to give her a microphone.
She wants nothing to do with that.
My dear friend and confidant, Heather Pace, waving to us, walking away.
Yeah, she wants nothing to do with that.
And she's awesome on the mic.
I'm PR and marketing because she wants nothing
she's
to do
awesome
with it.
She's awesome on the mic, though.
She's just a phenomenal human.
When we do get her in studio.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
So, Lori, this is your brainchild, what we're at today.
Well, yes, I guess I'm guilty for that one. But, you know, it's kind of like Tom and I were saying, you know, in studio the other day. The business expos, anything that's business related, trade related, it is such a part of just who we are. And so it was just a natural fit.
When you went to people in the community, the businesses in the community, how were you received?
They seemed super excited about it. I'm pretty sure that this is like one of the first in the area to the scale that we want to take it. Of course, it most definitely will be. I dream big and I've got a big space to dream in. Because of that, we really can jet set this thing and I'm excited about it.
How long have you been planning this thing? Just a couple days?
Just a couple days.
Just a couple days.
Like, I kind of thought about it.
She's that
you know,
good, folks.
About
She's
72 hours ago and decided, why not? No. Yeah, lots of planning, lots of organizing. We love the events. Like I said, with the business expo, it's just kind of like riding a bike for Heather and I. We really are having a lot of fun with this.
Can't forget if you tried.
This is it.
Good
That's
deal.
That's it.
Well, folks, we're going to be talking to all the vendors today and all the guests, hopefully all the guests that come through the door. As many as we can, right?
Absolutely.
We'll get them at the table. You won't let them leave.
No. Get them their business plugs as well.
Absolutely.
And just find out who all is here in the community.
And also, I think this Brazelton Civic Center is maybe a best kept secret in town. I mean, this is a beautiful facility.
It really is. We love being here. We love that this is our headquarters and where our facility is located. It's been just an absolute joy of our life to be able to be here and to be able to grow our business in this space.
What are some of the types of events that you've seen come through the building?
A little bit of everything. We've had everything from huge corporate events all the way down to small little, one of the most darling events that we've done here was a sweet little one-year-old's birthday, and he was an emergency baby. They weren't sure that they were going to even be able to keep him. So he was highly celebrated on his arrival of his first year. That was sweet. And literally everything in between.
But now, you've had some big events here. You've had some names walk through the door.
We have. We've had a Grammy Award winner ourselves.
So you can brag. This is your day.
As my daddy would say, it's not bragging if it's true.
That's just
the truth. But we have. We've had John Barry, country star John Barry, here last June. We've got some other acts that we're talking to about coming in. And we've got some setup going on.
A lot of setup going on. I'm afraid to move.
I know, right? Everybody
just
stay
right here.
We've had John Barry here. Another phenomenal act that we've got coming up shortly will be Michelle Malone. So we really enjoy doing the concerts, the music concerts. That's just another end of events that we enjoy. We love all the events.
Well, Lori, thank you so much for involving us.
Absolutely.
It's always great working with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. We enjoy you guys so much and so glad you're here with us today.
Well, thank you. We are going to be back, folks, with more great things coming from the Expo.